This summer, we're bringing you books about the Northland, from the Northland, and by Northland authors. The Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards, NEMBA, were established in 1988 to recognize books that substantially represent Northeastern Minnesota in the areas of history, culture, heritage, or lifestyle. Our guest this morning is David Kess. His book is called More Than Just Ore, The Era That Really Made Ely. It was nominated for a NEMBA Award in the nonfiction category. Good morning, David. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, thank you.
So tell us about the book, More Than Just Ore, The Era That Really Made Ely. A lot of people maybe don't realize today that Ely's had such a change in the last few decades that Ely really was established as a mining town. But you use the title More Than Just Ore, and I love the way that you bring that idea in, that any town, no matter why it's there, has so many different elements to it. Tell us about how you came about to make this book.
Well, someone came into the Historical Society office, where I do a lot of volunteer work, and suggested that we do this book and it not be just about the mines itself. So I'm going to read for you the synopsis that they did at the NEMBA event, and because in a few short sentences I think you're going to get the answer to what you're asking me. Through a photo album and narrative collection, More Than Just Ore portrays the development of Ely and gives the readers a glimpse of life in an Iron Range town. The author reveals and explores the lives of ethnically diverse families that ventured into northern Minnesota to start a new life. The reader gets a real feel for the hardworking miners and the lives that they led to support not only their families, but also their community. And so I would like to say also to that this is a social history of Ely more than it is a history of the mines and who worked in them and how many tons came out of them. And so we're talking here in this book about all manner of things, about parades and protests and picnics and weddings and first communions and organizations and the role of women and health care in a pioneer community and that sort of thing.
The collection of photos, as you say, they express just that, a wide variety of many different things showing such a broad spectrum of life in Ely. How were all of these photos collected? Were these photos already in the archives of the Historical Society, or did you go out and find more photos to create this book?
No, the thanks for these go to the people of Ely who, through a number of decades now, have donated them to the Historical Society. And the collection now numbers, with the original Brownell collection, of around 3,000. There are an additional 17,000, so then we have 20,000 pictures to look through, and that's just what I did for 2 years. I went in every Monday, and I looked through pictures and still more pictures until they started to be a blur, and I knew I'd done enough that day. And then one by one, I took the pictures and looked at who was in them, and I wrote as much as I could write about each one, and still trying to keep it succinct and to establish a narrative here.
You know, over the past half century, throughout northeastern Minnesota, as many of the mines shut down, so many towns in northeastern Minnesota literally fell off the map. What was different about Ely in its transformation over the last several decades that has allowed it to continue to survive?
Well, that's really hard to pinpoint, but I think I'd like to use a quote from the book for that as well to answer your question. I'm referring to a man here named Simon Borgen, and it says, Simon Borgen was a native son who became a well-known, internationally known, in fact, journalist. He observed on several occasions that Ely has survived because it has had a unique ability to reinvent itself. Perhaps it will do so again. All that remains of the miners in the five underground mines now are the morning mists that rise like ghosts over the now water-filled cavity called Miner's Lake. So it's kind of a unique thing in Ely here that seems to reinvent itself from a mining town to a tourist town, and you might even say somewhat of a retirement community. But it's brought a lot of new people into Ely, and that's what I think is really the important element to its survival.
A lot of people travel through Duluth on their way up to Ely, and it's often referred to in Duluth as the gateway to the Boundary Waters. And I know that for many people, outdoor adventurers, that's a place they like to go and really kind of prepare themselves for the journey. It's a warm and wonderful town for that reason.
Well, that's true, and it's becoming probably more so, that kind of a destination place.
Is it that change that helped to prompt the creation of this book to help reflect and remind Ely and others of its significant past?
Well, that's a little hard to say because it's not only the new people, but it's also, as I've pointed out, the lives of these people that were braided together in kind of a unique kind of blend that made the community a resilient one and one that has a real rich history to it as well.
Well, it's a lovely collection of photos and stories, too, and I'm so glad you've put it together. And congratulations on the NEMBA nomination. People can contact the Ely Winton Historical Society if they'd like to pick up a copy of the book.
That's right.
Okay, we'll make sure to have the phone number available on the website when we post the audio of the story later on. Thanks so much, David, for your time this morning.
Well, before we leave, I need to put in a plug for UMD because I got both my graduate and undergraduate degree there a long time ago.
That's great. David, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
David Kess, the author of More Than Just Ore, The Era That Really Made Ely, a nomination of this year's NEMBA Awards, Northeastern Minnesota Book Awards in the nonfiction category, published by the Ely Winton Historical Society. All this summer, we'll be bringing you books about the Northland from the Northland by NEMBA Award winners and nominees. Minnesota Reads is produced at KMD with funding provided in part by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.